know why not. All right, Glenn Romans. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I just had a meatball.
You had a good meatball. Very nice.
I've had many a meatball.
We like that. That's a pleasure for us.
We love Carmine's. And you've done such a great job on the Upper West Side. Is this the, are you from the, that, what, 90th and Broadway location?
Well, I oversee all the Carmine's restaurants and Virgil's Barbecue for, you know, that's the original, the one from Uptown, and that's who supplied the food for tonight.
Wow, okay. I go way back to when it was Chun Chow Fu.
Oh yeah, definitely before 1990.
You took it over, you did great, you had the family style, you made people feel really comfortable in a good family way. Congratulations.
That's great, that makes us feel really good. We love being on the Upper West Side.
He said, now, I know you have a book. Does that actually tell you how you make a meatball?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it does. And we have two Carmine's cookbooks. This is the second one, and both of them have the meatball recipe in there.
Are you going to, let's be frank, you got every single ingredient in that book for the meatball?
I'd go with the second book because it's a little more accurate than the first book. But yes, I did all the recipes myself. I took it home. I did it. My name's on the book to prove it. So,
all right. And I believe that. So what else do you, what's one of your favorite dishes over there? How about fish? What do you like in the fish?
Fish, we do salmon. We do great salmon. We have a lot of seafood, mixed seafood. We do a lot of shrimp, calamari red, calamari white, fried calamari. It's phenomenal there.
But your portion sizes are so small.
They're very
small. What's your problem?
Very small. We want six people to share a small portion, so we make sure that it's small enough.
You guys are fantastic. Let me ask the last question.
Go ahead.
We're involved with World Peace. We do Concert Times Square, where you have another location.
Yes.
And in Central Park, blah, blah. And I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? What does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me that everybody seems to be on the same page. I don't like hearing, I have a young 10-year-old, I have grandkids, and it worries me about the future. So I'm very much into the peace in the world.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.